question from Dinesh Sharma Prabhu. It seems from various readings of BBT published books as well as your articles that ISKCON condemns modern technology. Although I accept that there may be over mechanization and mechanical thinking among masses, but isn't it a technology only of internet developed in the US in this case which enables us to read your articles? It seems conflicting ISKCON perspective on the same. Answer. If we read carefully, what is criticized is not the technology, but the over-dependence on the technology and the overuse of the technology. That means that technology certainly has its utility, and even in the Vedic culture, there was technology. It is a technology of a different kind. Say by which Arjuna could use sound empowered arrows to attack his enemies in the Mahabharata war in lethal ways. So that is also a kind of technology. So in principle, the Vedic philosophy is not antithetical to technology. It also incorporates technology within its field. So broadly, knowledge can be classified into vidya, paravidya, aparavidya and avidya. Paravidya is spiritual knowledge, knowledge about the soul and its relationship with God. Aparavidya is material knowledge, that is in harmony with spiritual knowledge. That means knowledge of, for example, how to live in a regulated way, what natural foods one should eat. And basically, in the Vedic knowledge system itself, there is material knowledge. For example, there is Ayurveda, which talks about how one can live in a healthy way. That is also an important branch of knowledge, although it directly it is not spiritual, but it is harmonious with spirituality. So, to some extent, modern medical science is serving the same purpose that Ayurveda served earlier. But Ayurveda is in harmony with the higher spiritual principles of life. Ayurveda understands that beyond the body there is a mind and beyond the mind there is the soul. And that there is an ultimate supreme being, God. Now, allopathy takes a reductionistic, mechanistic view of the world, which often is not only ignorant of, but is also disharmonious with the spiritual understanding of life. So, this is sometimes called as avidya, not in the sense that it is ignorance, but it stays ignorant of the larger picture of reality. So, modern technology makes people feel that just by manipulating matter in sophisticated high-tech ways, they can become happy. And that is an illusion. So, despite the best technology, people can get entertainment but no peace. People can get a soft bed but not a good rest, not good sleep. People with technology can get digestive pills, but in and of itself, technology cannot give digestive power. So, on the website, there is an article called Is Technology, Where Technology Falls Short. So you can read this article along with, there is a lecture on this also, which basically illustrates the point that when we overestimate the power of technology and think that technology in and of itself can make us happy, then that infatuation with technology makes us feel that there is no need for spirituality. And not only do we feel that there is no need for spirituality, we start seeing spirituality as unscientific, pre-scientific and outdated. So this perception is what is the problem. As devotees of Krishna, we have nothing against any particular thing per se. So there's no question of just criticizing technology for the sake of criticizing technology. If technology can be used for coming towards God or for getting people to come towards God, that's wonderful. Because ultimately everything comes from God, even the intelligence of the scientists, the researchers and the engineers who have made the technology possible has come from God. So it can be used for taking ourselves and others to God. But often the promise of technology, the allure of technology makes people go away from God. So now we can say that the debate that is it has been going on for decades in America, when people use guns for violent attacks on others, do guns kill people, kill innocent people, or is it people who use the guns to kill innocent people? So now the answer, obviously, according to the guns lobby, is that it is people who kill. That is true. But the presence of the guns also gives the people the facility to inflict far more damage than what they would have without the guns. So the recent massacre that happened at the inauguration of the popular movie Batman is also an indication of this, an aurora. So that's also an indication that it's, when technology and power, often destructive or harmful power, are available to people, they can misuse it. So the important point is not that whether technology in and of itself is good or bad. We also have to think in terms of whether it is used for good or bad. There is something called as morally irresponsible use of science or technology. And morally irresponsible science can also be there. So for example, now there is such a big concern that Iran should not get nuclear weapons because they may misuse it. So if we don't offer people spiritual education but just offer them technology, then it's like a gun being given to a blind person. And often the technology is used to increase people's lust, greed and anger. You know, people use technology to watch movies that are filled with lust, with sex and violence and envy, stimulating levels of wealth and opulence. So all that fuels is greed. So when people see these things to a large extent, when the lust, anger, greed gets stimulated in them, then they become like intoxicated by these things. So try to imagine a person who is blind and who is drunken, and such a person has a gun. What will such a person do? He is more than likely to abuse it. So it's almost nearly sure that he will abuse it. He will abuse it to hurt others and hurt himself also. So similarly, what happens is because of the neglect or the rejection of the spiritual dimension of life and the infatuation with the materialistic dimension of life that is created within a technocentric world, people become spiritually blind to the higher values and purposes of life, and they become materially intoxicated by the desires for instant pleasures that cater to lust, anger and greed. And that is how this is a recipe for social disaster. So the critical thing is not to criticize technology, but to recognize that technology should not infatuate us so much and cause us to reject spirituality or neglect spirituality. So what is being criticized is the infatuation with technology, the illusion that technology in and of itself is enough to make us happy. So ultimately, it is not technology but people who are to be blamed. And it is not just people who are to be blamed, it is the culture and the education which makes people act in particular ways that is ultimately responsible. Of course, ultimately people, if we go further in the chain of ultimacy, the people are put in a particular culture and education because of their past karma. So ultimately we are responsible. But the important thing is that we should not let technology infatuate us and make us forget spirituality. That is the main purpose of all the talks about technology. It is not a criticism of technology per se.